So now that we have our heads-up display, let's go in and add animation frames for that character. So we've, Gavin, earlier you walked through turning left and right. Now we want to actually add animation frames.
So he's not going to glide across the stage anymore. He's going to go ahead and actually move his 2 feet.
Right, yeah. He's no longer going to move walk everywhere he goes. He's going to have a little natural movement. And these are inside of those assets that we'll see. So let me go ahead and open up this player. And I'm going to right-click. I'm going to take this first animation and call it idle. And I'm going to go in and then create an animation for right and right-click and add an animation for left. Sound good? So then they, right and left, don't have frames yet. So animations are basically different frames with different steps that it iterates through, basically. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to right-click in the animation frames for right, and I'm going to import frames from files, and under P1 walk, under the PNG, I've got all of these different frames, and I'm just going to select them all, open, and delete this initial frame because it's empty, and there's our character, and if I kind of go through these, you can see the little stepping motion that he's going through.
Nice, so it's a lot like a flipbook.
Right, it's exactly like a flipbook. It's just frames that you kind of flip through.
Really cool.
So I'm going to crop this, and I could crop it to fit him a little better. And actually, if I hold down Shift and do a crop, that's going to crop for each one of my frames. So now all of these are going to be cropped the same size.
Great.
And so actually, I jumped ahead of myself. I'm going to delete left for now. And I'm going to take right and right-click and duplicate and call that left.
So, awesome. Since walking is the same both right and left.
Right, and it just gets back to flipping or mirroring or not.
That image, right. Yes.
So otherwise, it's the exact same. So that looks okay to me. There's our idle. There is, actually, I might have, for my idle, did I go ahead and divide that by 2? I think I did. So remember this, 34 by 47.
34 by 47. Remember that, audience.
And I'm going to go in and hold Shift on this first frame and resize to 34 by 47. So if I click on one of these and do a resize, I can apply the whole animation. And now, what were those numbers, Gavin?
34 by 47.
34 by 47.
I think.
Click OK. That sounds right. And now if I go through, they all look the same. And now I'll do the same for left. So I'll take this first one and do a resize 34 by 47 and apply the whole animation. And now they should all be the same size. So we've got these three animations, idle, right, and left. And we're just going to kind of cycle through them as we need to.
Cool.
So one thing I'm going to do to keep track of which direction we're going is I'm going to do another instance variable for our player called direction. And so I'm going to do instance variable and add another one that's text. So this is a little different than what we've used before.
Mm-hmm.
And this text is going to be called direction. And initial value is going to be idle.
Nice. So we're using an instance variable on that character to determine where he is in his movement stages?
Right. Exactly.
Great.
Yep. And so if I go back into our player motion, when I press the left arrow, I want to set the animation to idle. And not only do I want to do it when I press the left arrow, I actually want to do it while I'm holding the left arrow. So that's going to be a little different. So I want to change this to not left arrow pressed, but on key is down.
Oh, so as long as I'm holding down the left arrow, I'm going to have that walking animation.
Yep.
Okay. I'm with you.
And I'll do a left and say okay. I'm going to go in and do the same thing for right. So back on key is down. Our key is down. Okay. And this will be right. Okay. Done. And the first thing I want to do is go into player and set his instance or set value. Yep. Set value for his instance variable.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be his direction. And for right, I'm going to do right. And this is going to be in quotes because it's text. So right. And I'll copy this. Oh, just drag that down for right, and I'll copy it and paste it to the left and rename that to left.
Cool.
So all this is doing now is just setting that variable. And actually, So it doesn't matter which one comes first. But all it's doing is setting that variable. So now, after that, I actually want to set the animation to that variable.
Okay, yes.
So we're choosing between those three animations. Mm-hmm. So player and their set animation. And we'll set animation to that variable, which is player.direction. So player.direction, so this is going to set it.
So that's going to be... Okay, so we're changing the direction of the player once we hold down the left arrow key. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then when we hold down the right arrow key, we're changing the direction and the animation using the instance variable as a flag.
Right, yeah, to tell us which animation to go to.
Awesome.
So now, since this is just using that variable that's already been changed, I can just control and drag this down.
Nice.
And that should look the same.
We're cheating. Cheating is great.
So let's see how this looks. We did a lot. Let's see what it looks like.
We did do a lot just now.
So let's zoom in a little bit. By default, we're at idle. So as I hold down right,
look at those little legs.
And left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we've got animations going both ways, left and right.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I don't know the rest.
All right, cool. So those are our basic animations. You could, depending on the type of game, you could have a punch or a shoot or something else. But those are some of our basic animations.
He's so happy he's got legs.
Yep.
I'm happy for you.
And one other thing we can add to this is that when we stop here, notice it finishes an animation. When we stop, we want to basically just set it back to idle.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do...
So right now, he's still mid-walk.
Right, yeah. He's finished his walking animation, but he's not at idle.
Okay, he's got a hitchhiker's thing going on right now.
Right. So I'm going to come in and add another event to our player motion. So I'm going to do a B for a blank sub-event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a system every tick. So system every tick.
Now, what is a tick in Construct 2?
A tick is, it's 1/60th of a second or 1/30th of a second.
It's
a frame rate, basically.
It's the time between every frame on a computer. So what it does is it normalizes it to 1/60th of a second, but different PCs have different refresh rates, right? So mm-hmm. some are 60 hertz, some are 144, and so this normalizes that, so every player will get the same experience.
Okay.
Using every tick.
Okay,
it's a funny little thing. But you guys can all rationalize that to mean all the time.
Right, just checking all the time.
Yep. Yep.
So every tick, I want to go in and actually set the animation. So I'm going to set the player, his instance variable, so set value somewhere, set value. And I want to set it to idle, the direction. And this might look a little weird, and I'll explain why in a second. And I'm going to actually move this up to the first thing inside of player motion.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is inside of player motion, every tick I'm going to set it to idle, and then if the left arrow is down, set it to left. If the right arrow is down, set it to that.
So we're pretty much staying... Unless otherwise noted,
mm-hmm.
just go idle.
Right. Yep.
Cool.
And one thing I missed here is gonna add this set animation to player.direction and the left arrow. I don't know if I deleted that on accident or what.
I think we just moved it.
Okay. And I forgot to copy it. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna copy that up one more time to the every tick.
Great.
So we're gonna update to idle and then set it to the idle animation. And then if we're pressing left or right arrow, that will kind of take over after that. So let's run one more time. If we can get this pop up. There we go. And let's zoom in again. So notice I press right and left, and I'm walking. And then when I stop, I get back to that idle position.
Just chilling out. Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
Very cool. So, yeah, there's my walking and... My jumping stays at idle, which is kind of what we want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, sweet. And I've got two of these up. So we just walked through our heads-up display. So we did our health bar, we did score with coins, and health bar.
We took care of animations.
We did animation, so walking right, or left, right, standing still. And I think in this next section, we're going to do functions and then page navigation.